Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, for joining the broadcast today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. If you'd like to join in the lively dialogue and discussion about the Middle East update, primarily focusing on the nation of Israel, what is taking place in Israel, and why it is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said before, the broadcast took our break for the top of the hour news, that I believe we're watching the beginning of World War I, Ukraine and Russian war. We're seeing here about the saber-rattling in China. We're seeing here the saber-rattling over Taiwan. North Korea continues with its threat against the South Koreans and against America. But, ladies and gentlemen, the conflict that we must be carefully watching and focused on is that of Israel and of the Middle East. The Bible clearly warns us, ladies and gentlemen, in the last days, Israel will become the focus. Hear me. The Bible warns us, the Bible tells us, eschatological speaking, in relationship to the what is going to be taking place in the global economy and what's taking place in the world, the Bible tells us clearly that the focus will be in the last days on the nation of Israel. The focus of the world will be on Israel. Let me just read you out of Zechariah, the 12th chapter. Verse 2 and following. Behold, by the way, that's a good word. It means look intently and see. When you see the word behold in the scripture, God is saying look intently and see. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the stage being set for the culmination of the eschatological truth, the prophetic text that I just read. We're watching that taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, the final target of hatred for God, the final focus for the hatred of God, is focused on that which is the Jewish people and Jerusalem. In fact, Dr. Adrian Rogers, a number of years ago, said that if you want to know what's happening in the world, watch God's clock. Our hand is on Israel, and the minute hand is on Jerusalem. When you see the clock ticking and the focus on Jerusalem, you know God is doing something that is eschatologically, theologically, prophetically coming about. But ladies and gentlemen, Jerusalem and the Jews is the focus today, and it's the coming more and more into the central focus. The last days leading up to and including the final battle, the Battle of Armageddon, ladies and gentlemen, will focus on Israel, which is the apple of God's eye. God's word tells us that Jerusalem will be the cup of trembling unto all people round about. Now, what does it mean, cup of trembling? What does it mean when God uses that term? Literally, trembling can be translated reeling, R-E-E-L-I-N-G. It can be translated intoxication. So literally translated, ladies and gentlemen, when the Arab nations around Israel become so obsessed with the destruction of Israel, they will be like drunkards determined to destroy Israel. The leadership of Iran, ladies and gentlemen, today publicly says that Arabs will wipe Israel off the map, will push them into the Great Sea. Ladies and gentlemen, that is, we're watching that take place. And ladies and gentlemen, the third verse in that in Zechariah 12 says, and in that day will I, that's God speaking, that's God that's in control, will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, to be that burdensome stone means to be a heavy weight, an immovable stone. God says of Israel and Jerusalem, it's heavy. It's an immovable stone. You can't move it. Why? Because God protects Israel. All that burden themselves, and that third verse says, all that burden themselves shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth shall be gathered together against it. Ladies and gentlemen, any nation coming against the apple of God's eye, any nation coming against Israel, any nation coming against Jerusalem, God will destroy according to his word. Russia, Iran, Syria, and America needs to be careful, very, very careful, very careful of God's warnings to any nation that attempts to come against the nation of Israel. Remember, every battle, every confrontation, every challenge against Israel has been over the territory owned by Israel, the land. But they forget, ladies and gentlemen, that the land belongs to Israel. It's not the Arabs. It's not the so-called by the way, you've heard the term Palestinians. No such ethnic group on the face of the globe called Palestinians. That was a name that was given to Israel, Palestine, the land of Palestine. But ladies and gentlemen, there's no Palestinians. They're Jewish people. And the Arabs claim to be the Palestinians. That's a lie. No such people, no such group of people, ethnically speaking, does not exist, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, May 15, 1948, Israel became a reconstituted nation after 2,500 years of being in diaspora, that is being separated, dispersed around the globe, over 2,500 years. It's the only people on the face of the globe, the only nation that's ever been rebirthed after being scattered for that period of time. And ladies and gentlemen, just recently, and we'll touch on this, but let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Let me ask you some questions. Should Israel be divided? Should Israel allow the Palestinians, so-called, the Arabs, the Islamic jihadists, should they be allowed to come in to Jerusalem? Should they be allowed to vote in the nation of Israel? Should they have free reign? Should America go in and strong arm Benjamin Netanyahu or other leaders in Israel and demand that they divide Jerusalem into a two-state solution? Will a two-state solution resolve the problem? Answer to all those questions, no, 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 no. Two-state solution will never. It's not about just getting a little territory. It's not about getting this territory and that territory. That's been proven over the centuries, ladies and gentlemen, been proven time and time again since May 15, 1948. They're wanting total control. They, the Islamic jihadist Arab people, they want total control. They do not want the apple of God's eye, the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, to exist at all. The battle is over the taking of the land, but God has given that to the nation of Israel. But ladies and gentlemen, the thing that is distressing to me, disturbing to me, is that U.S. tax dollars continue to go into the hands of the Palestinians. In fact, while Secretary of State Blinken made the visit to Jerusalem, to Israel, in the past several days, he promised another $50 million of U.S. tax dollars to go to the Palestinian, i.e. the jihadist, the Arab jihadist, to go to them. Ladies and gentlemen, they used the U.S. tax money, the U.S. tax dollars, and now an additional $50 million going to them out of the U.S. Treasury paid by U.S. workers, $50 million going into their coffers. And they use that money, they, the Palestinians, the Arab jihadists, use that money to pay the so-called martyrs, they will pay martyrs. Family members will have their sons or their daughters go into Israel, into Jerusalem, into Tel Aviv, into any of the major, major settled areas of Israel. And they will either use rockets or grenades or hand-to-hand combat to kill a Jewish person. And if in doing so they're killed, the families of that, quote, martyr will receive payments on an annual basis out of the coffers of the treasury of the Palestinians, which get their money, for the most part, from dollars being handed to them by the federal government, the United States of America. Now, I want somebody to explain to me the ideology behind that and the idea how it's going to resolve the issue in Israel. It will not. But ladies and gentlemen, that's just taken place in the past few days. The Israeli enemies, the major enemy, happens to be those that are living right next door and intermingled with the Jewish people. They are all Israeli enemies. They pay the anti-Jewish terrorist money for each and every one that the Arabs kill that are Jewish people. They become martyrs according to their own guidelines and regulations. Ladies and gentlemen, the two-state solution is what they're pushing, and it will not work. I'm looking at a headline. Israeli minister to Blinken. Now, this is, I like this. One of the Israeli ministers said to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Israeli minister to Blinken, quote, "We don't need to be lectured on democracy." And Israeli minister of publicly rebuked U.S. Secretary Antony Blinken Tuesday, chiding him for expressing the Biden administration concern over Netanyahu's government plans to reform the judicial system. In a tweet Tuesday morning, National Missions Minister accused Blinken of lecturing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on democracy during their meeting in Jerusalem Monday evening. While the Israeli premier tried to steer the conversation toward his concerns regarding Iran and the Islamic regime's nuclear aspirations, Blinken hinted a White House opposition to Benjamin Netanyahu's government handling the judicial reform program in Israel. Throughout the relationship between our countries, what we come back to time and time again is that it is rooted both in the shared interest and shared values, Blinken said. And he goes further, says that includes our support and core democracy and democratic principles and institutions, including respect. Listen, Blinken's trying to preach to the Israelis, the Jewish people, and the respect for human rights, the equal administration of justice for all, equal rights of minority groups, the rule of law, free press, a robust civil society, and the vibrancy of Israeli civil society has been on full display of late. The commitment of peace between both countries to make the voices heard, to defend our rights, is one of the unique strengths of our democracies, Blinken said, referencing the recent protest against planned judicial reforms. Further, he says, Blinken again raised the issue during the meeting and with the president of Iran or Israel. Dear Mr. Blinken, this is the response. I understand that you decided to give our prime minister a lecture on democracy. Well, democracy is, first of all, the duty of our country to determine its course according to the voters of our citizens, each of which is given equal weight without any foreign involvement from the United States of America, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we find there is an admixture of mindsets and philosophies. The Biden administration, just as the Obama administration, and partially seen in the Clinton administration, is a disdain for the nation of Israel to remain a solid one nation, one city of Jerusalem, undivided. I believe I have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question and comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. Yeah, the Trump administration had actually cut off those payments to the displaced Arabs. I'm not even going to bother using the Palestinian name because that was given by the French and the British prior to World War II and the colonial assets, because Northern Africa, along with the continent of Africa, was being divided by Britain, France, Spain, and Germany, other European powers there. The actual individual that is monikered that whole state of affairs was a man named Yasser Arafat. He was originally a Jordanian,
yep.
And after the Arab nations lost two consecutive wars to the Israeli army, I think the 67 and 73, the Yom Kippur and the Six-Day War,
right?
He continued to fight and then push that narrative, and he was nothing more than a terrorist that actually duped Jimmy Carter back in the 70s. But Carter
Absolutely.
Wanted to make his name and have a peace settlement between Anwar Sadat and, I think, Menachem Begin. So the whole Camp David thing, and he invited that terrorist in, and it gave them legitimacy. The Biden administration then, on day one, continued these payments to these displaced Arabs, particular the payments going to widows or mothers and fathers of sons that had supposedly martyred themselves against the, you know, the devils of Israel. The whole thing's a joke. We should not be paying that money. Anyway,
we should not be paying the money, and we should not be paying the money. We should support the nation of Israel and Jerusalem. In fact, in the Psalms text, it says we're to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And yet we have government after government agency in America. Now some of those they've just cast off of the Intelligence Committee were speaking publicly against Israel, against the Jewish people, as though they are our enemies. We have the nation of Israel that's the closest ally and friend of the United States of America, and we have supported Israel since its institution May 15, 1948, and yet find that now through the Biden administration immediately start back paying the tax money, the hard-working citizens in America's tax money being paid to the jihadists to go ahead and continue to kill, to slaughter, to annihilate, to assassinate Jewish people. It is a sad, sad shame we see that taking place, but that is exactly what's happening today, and we should stay out of the administration, the leadership of Israel, support them, absolutely, but with Blinken going in and having this little talk show, they're attempting to undermine the Abraham Accord that President Trump was able to stitch together, rather than it being built upon.
Sir.
This president administration is trying to undermine it and tear it down. Jim, you're exactly right. We need to recognize that God is supporting Israel. In fact, I've said the 67 war, the 73 war again in 81, and I believe a little small skirmish in 83. It continues today, and it is exploding today. It is being exacerbated today because now Russia is intervening in that to hold the hands up of Iran, and Iran is one of the primary enemies in the Middle East against the nation of Israel. It's going to be interesting to see what God does in the future days.
It's interesting that you brought up 81 and 83 because that was the Lebanon conflict there. And Lebanon, anybody who knows their history, was originally a Christian nation. If you look at their flag, they had the cedar. The cedars of Lebanon, which is a reference to Solomon and the tribute that that land paid to Solomon to help build the temple. And that whole farce was because of the Arabs undermining it, and through, once again, that individual I mentioned earlier there, the PLO and Yasser Arafat, created all of that as well. And a last note, I can't remember the exact scripture there, but Jesus Christ himself will separate the nations, the goat from the sheep. And in regards to which nation supported Israel and which ones did not, I don't
absolutely.
Know
absolutely. You're speaking of Matthew chapter 25, verse 36 through 41 in particular. And it is directly, as you said, and many people misinterpret Matthew chapter 25. It is where God is judging the nations, and the nations will be judged on how they have treated the apple of God's eye, the Jewish people, the nation of Israel.
Yeah, I don't think we should be a staunch supporter. We shouldn't be doing anything to hinder them. We should be doing everything to help them.
Absolutely. Well stated, well said, spot on with what your statements have been. Jim, thank you so much for your call,
thank
for
you,
your
sir.
Input, dialogue today.
God bless
today.
You, sir.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. 7 die in terrorist attack on a synagogue. In a horrific scene, a 21-year-old Palestinian gunman opened fire in the quiet Jerusalem neighborhood. It was Friday night. people walking to their homes, to their Sabbath dinners after attending synagogue services. Seven people were killed in the deadliest attack in Israel since 2011. The terrorists were shot dead. Meanwhile, in the West Bank of Gaza, many Palestinians rejoiced over the attack by lighting fireworks, handing out candles, and shooting celebratory weapon rounds. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will hold an emergency assessment meeting, but has already instructed security forces to prepare for more escalation to remain vigilant. Another headline, United States and Israel to hold the largest ever joint military drill. Last week, Israel and the United States held the largest ever coordinated military training operation called Jupiter Oaks. During the exercise, 140 aircraft, 12 naval ships, and artillery systems from both countries participated in the drill. Israel's army stated Jupiter Oaks is meant to test the U.S.-Israeli readiness and to improve the interoperation of both forces, as well as to targeted strikes training into the complex terrain, which integrated joint communication and command and control systems. In addition to improving general military and operations readiness, the United States wanted to show Iran, it is not distracted by the war in Ukraine or the threats from China. If needed, the American military can officially mobilize the large forces into the Middle East to support the nation of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful to see that at least on the front side where they're saying that they're still in support of the nation of Israel. Another headline, ladies and gentlemen, says this. In Jerusalem, Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Netanyahu vow to keep Iran from gaining nuclear weapons. January the 30th, Dateline. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with the newly elected Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem Monday, where the two showed a united front in keeping Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. Now, listen very carefully. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a side note from this article. We've watched the Obama administration allowing Iran to get a nuclear weapon. We've watched as monies were given back to the nation of Iran that were being held because of Iranian terrorists around the globe. Iran sponsors the largest number of terrorists that the globe has ever witnessed in the history of the world. And yet we've had the Obama administration and the Biden administration that's been holding the hands up of the terrorists in Iran and helping them get the nuclear weapons. And now here we find there's supposed to be an interest in trying to prevent Iran from getting the nuclear weapons. It's a front. The Biden administration already know for a fact that Iran has the nuclear capability. They have the capability of the disbursement and the transportation of a nuclear warhead, and they know that. They're putting on the show that we're trying to prevent it. Further, this article says, our policy and my policy is to do everything. This is coming out of Benjamin Netanyahu. Our policy and my policy is to do everything within Israel's power to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them, and that will remain so forever, Benjamin Netanyahu said. Further, we find a statement. We agree that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon, and we discuss deepening cooperation to confront and counter Iran's destabilization activities in the region and beyond. Just as Iran has long supported terrorists that attack Israelis and others, the regime is now providing drones to Russia, using those drones to kill innocent Ukrainian civilians, Blinken said, according to the State Department. Listen to this. Pope Francis jumps into the picture. Pope Francis said Sunday that he criticized both sides, Iran and Israel, for the deaths that had been taking place from both sides. Israeli police Sunday moved to seal off the home of the Palestinian man accused of killing seven people during a shooting at the Middle East Jerusalem synagogue Friday. Quote, America's commitment has never wavered, Blinken said. It will never. And today the prime minister and I discussed ways that we can continue to strengthen our partnership and our shared security interests. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, thank you. Same to you.
Excuse me. I just wanted to give a comment, a couple. They're going to be short. Obama I remember this. When Benjamin Netanyahu came over to tell him to stop sending money to Iran, he had him come through the back door. I'm a black man. I used to have to do that when I was young. I'm almost 70 years old. Had him come through the back door. You bring the Muslim Brotherhood in the front door, and you sit with them for over 4 or 5 hours. But Benjamin Netanyahu, at that time, he was the prime minister. You're going to send him through the back, and then you're going to go out the front. That's wrong. And number two, I hate to say this, but this administration, they're starting to hate Israel. But like God told Abraham, I bless those that bless you, and I curse those that curse you. And
absolutely.
Number three, I heard that they're going to bring charges up. What his name? I call him Crazy Joe. And his son. Hopefully they do. But I heard that they're supposed to arrest him.
Well, Kenneth, one of the things, let's touch and wrap up loose ends. Our time's rapidly dissipating. One of the major, major things that we find is going back to the Jewish settlement, the Israeli people and what's taking place. I'm looking at the headline that says, Israel appears to have been behind the drone strikes on Iran factory, U.S. officials say. And I could go on and on and on. The point being that we're watching Iran, Israel stand up and defend itself against Iran, and as a result of that, it's promulgating hatred from Russia to come against Israel. I believe that will be that very factor that causes Russia to move, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, and gathering five jihadist nations, Arab nations, Arably controlled nations, to come against the nation of Israel. I believe we're watching the boiling point. We're watching the stage being set as the battle takes place in the Middle East. But, Kenny, thank you so much for your call today and for your input. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what is happening in the Middle East update, and the update is focused on nothing but Israel and what's happening with Israel. And this article headline again, it says, Israel appears to have been behind an overnight drone strike of the military factory in Iran. And U.S. officials said Sunday, Iran claimed to have intercepted drones that struck a military industrial target near the central city and said that there were no casualties or serious damage. Ladies and gentlemen, Israel is striking the military compounds in Iran where they're making the drones that's going to Russia to be used against Ukraine. And that's going to bring about the ire enough and the hatred enough that Russia is going to strike Israel. We don't know when. But according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, it's on the horizon. It's out there in the future. We need to keep praying for the peace of Israel. Need to keep looking up because our redemption draweth nigh. The Bible says we see these things taking place. Look up. Lift up your head. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.